Hi, Margaret Christine Mullings. Welcome to prayer wherever you are geographically. Come on in and begin to worship the Lord. Give God thanks. Give him praise. Give him all the glory that is due to his name. The very fact that you are in the land of the living is a great thing to give thanks unto the Lord, because in him we live and move and have our being. A warm welcome to each and every one of you on the podcast today. You would find me in the book of Psalm. Yes. And I would read it into your hearing. Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If thou, Lord, shouldst mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul waited for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say, more than they that watch for the morning. Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption, and he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. And there ends the reading of Psalm 130. The Lord give to each of us the understanding of his word, that we may apply it to our daily living. Right where you are, let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we are so thankful and grateful to you this morning, Father, that you saw fit to breathe your breath into our nostrils and to awaken us this morning to a new day, Father, in the name of Jesus. Help us this day, Father, to seek you while you may be found, to call upon you while you are near, to forsake every wicked way that is in us, every way in us that is not of you. Cause us to surrender our lives, our hearts, everything, in the name of Jesus that's within us, Father. Surrender it to you this morning. In the name of Jesus, to surrender, help us to surrender everything that comes to weigh us down, Father. In the name of Jesus, oh my Father, cause us to lay aside those heavy weights, Father. In the name of Jesus, the things that comes to the derail and distract us, Father, from studying your word, from spending time in your word, from meditating upon the scriptures, Father, from walking in now faith and obedience, Father. Cause us to lay those things aside this morning. In the name of Jesus, cause us to put our trust in you, Father, to trust in you with all of our hearts, that we will not lean onto our own understanding, but in all of our ways, Father, help us to acknowledge you, that you may direct our path. Oh, this morning, Father, clothe us in humility, that we will humble ourselves under the almighty hand, that you may exalt us in due time. And Father, in our time of weariness, cause us, Father, to wait on you, Father, to wait patiently for you, Father, knowing that you will show up in our waiting, Father. Cause us to be faithful, faithful in everything that you have called us to do, Father. Faithful in prayer, faithful in reaching out to others, showing your love in the name of Jesus. Cause us not to be overcome of evil, but cause us to overcome evil by doing good. Oh, my Father, in the name of Jesus, anoint us afresh. Anoint us afresh, Father, in the name of Jesus, with the oil of your anointing that destroys the yoke, that lifts the burdens, that breaks the shackles, that breaks the chains, that breaks up every fallow ground in our lives. Oh, my Father, in the name of Jesus, bring us all under an open heaven, Father, in the name of Jesus. Cause us to remember your word, that greater is he that is within than he that is in the world. Cause us to remember that your word says in John 3:16, that Father, that you so loved this world, that you gave your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Oh, this morning, help us to remember Philippians 4:13, Father, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, Father. Father, when we are weak, when we are at our weakest, Help us to remember to cry out to you, Father, to look to you for your strength, to look to you as our helper, to look to you as our vindicator, to look to you, Father, as our source of everything that we need. Father, for you are Jehovah Jireh, the Lord, our provider. And you promise in your word that you shall supply all our needs according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We thank you that you are Jehovah El Shaddai, the God of more than enough. Father, then help us to just lean on you this morning, to walk by faith this morning, every morning, Father, and know that you will perform your word spoken out of our mouth. Father, let there be no need in this listening audience right now. Let there be no need, no lack in their lives, Father. Father, manifest your word and those provisions that are needed for today in the lives of your people under the sound of my voice. I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you so much for tuning in to this segment of prayer. And before I leave you, I would just like to highlight verse 3 of Psalm 130. And I just want to read it in your hearing again. Verse 3 says, "If thou, Lord, shouldst mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand?" Iniquities, this word iniquities, with this question, does the Lord keep a record of our sins? Ponder that in your heart right now. And I'm pondering it in my heart. Does the Lord really keep a record of our sins? The answer is both yes and no. At the end of all things, Christ will sit on the judgment seat. The books will be opened, and every one of us will be judged according to the actual record. And in your time of leisure, please read Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 to 15. However, now, if we cry to God for mercy now in this life, we shall find forgiveness. Then the record of our sins will be cast away into the depths of God's forgetfulness. Our sins are covered by the blood of Jesus. And I leave that with you wherever you are on your journey. Maintain your prayer posture. God bless you. God keep you. God make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. I am looking forward to our next time of prayer. God bless you in a special way today.